Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, that's the Westwood One satellite, by the way. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Thank you for what you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's very simple, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where, by the way, you can hear the show. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it streaming right there on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you can always hear it at our GCN live.com, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. It's always there when we're on the show live. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, the gang that couldn't shoot straight, the Biden crew, is out there, and speaking of shooting straight, they're out there, and once again, we're finding out more about the Department of Justice, which has just gone, well, pardon the word, ballistic, for lack of better words, on these ghost guns. And the Justice Department rule is going to crack down on the ghost guns, requiring all sorts of things to happen, because I heard the most stupidest comment made by a DOJ official yesterday, I think I ever could have hoped for. The comment was, well, you know, there's a lot of these ghost guns being used and these crimes being committed out there, and we just can't track them. We just can't locate. How does he know they're ghost guns if they don't have the guns to begin with? They don't have all these guns in their possession. I mean, what post, you know, what a comment to make. Golly.
I don't even know where to go with that one. You know, most of these shootings that happen are handguns.
Yes.
That's the first thing.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, the local law enforcement, when they have to, you know, work a case like this, everything that they do, they have to report into the FBI. Mm-hmm. It goes into an FBI statistics database. I mean, there's a repository for all of these. And then from there, they compile, you know, reports. I don't know how often, at least on a monthly basis, but perhaps even on a weekly basis, that goes over to the Department of Justice.
Right.
So what's being reported is being obviously cherry-picked and wrongly. I mean, you can look at numbers and you can take them out of context and report them any way you want to.
Yep.
But the Biden administration is trying to do something. They want to do something because they keep pledging that they're going to, you know, take some measures in the gun control. Guns is hardly a scandal. It's hardly an issue. It's you know, all the other handguns,
yeah,
that the, you know, criminals have, That's the problem.
Why, it's a public health crisis. Didn't you know that? That's what Biden says all the time. It's a public health crisis. Yeah, right, in his mind.
Well, I mean, he gets that because the CDC makes it, you know, they issue guidance and all these declarations. And the CDC.
Well, two states shot him down yesterday. Two states shot him down. The Montana governor signed a bill that was passed a few days ago to protect the Second Amendment, nullifying federal gun restrictions in the state of Montana. And Arkansas lawmakers approved a bill, which is working its way to the governor's desk, declaring the new federal gun restriction laws invalid. Again, nullification of the gun laws from the federal government.
Well, there are several states that have that going on, so... Yeah. Now, I think there's a case actually before the Supreme Court, too. Yet another one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where that one goes. I don't think we get the decision until, I don't know, the end of the session.
All right. Well, I don't want to get you started crying, but we had a terrible, we just had a terrible announcement out of the White House yesterday that just took a lot of people by surprise. A lot of people by surprise. Jen Psaki, not to be confused with the drink, is going to be leaving sometime next year before Biden's term is over. All right, your turn.
I actually think, from what is being reported, that she's leaving at the end of this year and not next year.
That's fine.
Yeah, so...
Maybe she could leave next week.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, I think what she was necessarily doing, because, you know, she was used to be the media spokesperson over at the State Department under the Obama administration. And I think what she was really doing, to be honest with you, was only taking this position somewhat on a temporary basis until the Biden White House could figure out how things were necessarily going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to figure out who they were going to put in there. So I wouldn't be surprised if they even brought back somebody like Josh Earnest, although he has a pretty fat job in the airline industry. So,
okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Chinese rocket for a couple of minutes and see if we can figure out where the heck that thing's coming down. Nothing yet from anybody, and we probably won't know until about a couple hours ahead of time. Okay, I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brookster. You'll hear the Brookster tonight on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, 7 p.m. Tune in for Brook Talks America. It's a great little show, and she's got great guests on there, and they do a lot of discussions about a lot of things that you won't hear talked about anywhere else, too. By the way, today, I'll be down in Sarasota at the Two Guys Gun Show. You know, Two Guys shows are back and bigger and better than ever. Saturday and Sunday this weekend down there in Sarasota. I will be there Saturday only from 9 a.m. till about 2 p.m. Might stick around till 3. Depends on the crowd. And I'll be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, the Robarts Arena down there in Sarasota. And you can stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'll have some free stuff to hand out. And take a look at all the different things they have there, because it's not just about guns. They have guns. They have ammunition. There's a large display of knives, swords, military collectibles, camping equipment, bows and arrows. Sometimes they have fishing equipment there. Depends on if whether or not the fishing guy's there. But they'll have a lot of different things there, military surplus items, too, that you can buy. And it'll be a lot of fun, and it's a family-friendly event. So, Robarts Arena today. 9 to 2 for me, 9 to 5 for the show. By the way, the concealed carry class starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, 1 p.m. on Sunday, from 9 to 3 on Sunday. The show goes over there, and stop by and say howdy, howdy. And by the way, you know Joe's got a great suggestion for Mother's Day. You heard about it, right?
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Okay, and I know that's just what Denise Simon wants to have too for Mother's Day, right?
I got plenty.
I had to do that to you. But anyway, oh, jeez. All right, well, you know, let's talk about, and I know this is going to get the fur flying here, Afghanistan. What in the hell are we doing leaving our troops? You know, several of our convoys are being ambushed by these SOBs that are supposed to be leaving us alone. We're asking now for additional airplanes to cover our butts on the way out of Afghanistan. I mean, you had to know.
Well, suddenly yesterday and very quietly, they have suspended a lot of our exits operations. They're slow walking it now because mm-hmm. of some, well, I don't know. You can about imagine why we're having to slow things down.
Sure.
But, yeah. And, you know, I guess the next big question is going to be, you can't ask the Secretary of Defense any of this. I mean, he's sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but this man, there's, I don't think that cheese is staying on his macaroni at all. There's something very questionable going on here, but nonetheless, we're kind of slow walking the exit operations in Afghanistan.
Well, he's doing exactly as he's told by whoever's telling him to do it, and it's not Joe Biden. It's the Politburo again. And the same thing is going on in Iraq, which, by the way, I believe that whatever was supposed to take place there hasn't even started yet. Am I right? As far as withdrawal?
I don't even know how to explain it all. I think it behooves your listening audience to take a long, long look at the map of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And see the exposure there when it comes to Russia, China, Iran.
Sure.
Yeah, take a look. What we're giving up. I think that they're rethinking an awful lot of things here.
Well, didn't we pull up?
Plus, it also includes... We're not leaving the air quote, 17,000 contractors there either.
No, they're going.
They're leaving too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, didn't we start already pulling out along the Chinese-Afghan border? Isn't that where we started?
We didn't have anything there.
I thought we did. Okay.
No. We need to have something there. Uh-huh. But what do I know? I'm just a burned-out tennis player.
What a bad knee.
No, these are good.
Okay.
Don't jinx me.
All right. No, I don't want to jinx you. Well, you know, we found out something else, and I was taking a look at the Chinese rocket to try to see if I could learn anything new, and it's still there. The report from 2 hours ago is that, well, we'll have about a 2 hours notice as to where we think it's going to come down, but we're not sure, but we'll let you know as soon as we think we know where it's going, and nobody has a clue. Nobody has a clue.
I think we have a more of a clue than we necessarily know because of the extraordinary technology and assets that we have. So we're probably just publicly not saying because, I mean, we could estimate, the orbits and how it would break up and, so on. So, I think we know more than they're telling us.
Well, I hope so because, you know, you hate to think you got something up there the length of a tractor trailer, 9,300 pounds, I guess is what it weighs.
Tons?
That's tons?
Yeah, what did they say, 23,000 tons or something?
All right, but that thing is up there. We got enough space junk floating around. They've actually moved, didn't they move the space station once?
I don't know. You're way above my pay grade on this.
Something got moved. I want to say it was the space station. They changed the orbit just a little bit, so it didn't come anywhere near this thing that was coming back. But anyway, that's just what I heard. I can't find a story right now. If I could, I would. All right. Well, let's talk about this for a second. You're familiar with TikTok, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is apparently the tool. For the cartels and the human smugglers to get people back and forth across the border.
I don't know why it would be.
Communications.
I think they would be using encrypted communications. TikTok's not encrypted.
I know, but apparently there's something going on there. I'm just reading the story as it says it's coming from... Breitbart, the human smugglers' favorite app is TikTok, and Republicans are urging a crackdown as the cartels are using it more and more.
I mean, and likely brazenly so, because it's not encrypted. But because of the connective tissue to the Chinese Communist Party, along with Zoom, I've said it many times. To your listeners and anybody else that's beyond the listening world, face to face, do not use Zoom and don't use TikTok. But that's just me.
You go on Zoom and get on one of those conferences, and I don't care who you are, somebody over there in China Land is probably going to be watching you.
Well, they have the ability to, you know, suck up the communications and to bring it back into their system. So, No, I wouldn't. And of course, government uses it all the time, including
military.
Biden. Yeah, including Biden.
All right, well, the White House says that Iran must comply with the nuclear deal to get their sanctions lifted. Exactly what do they have to comply with?
Good question. What if we waived that they don't have to comply with anymore? So I don't trust anything that this... the State Department or this Biden White House is telling us when it comes to Iran. I trust nothing. So, and even what they tell us, I don't know that it's true. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to, you know, lifting sanctions or compliance, I don't know if there's been some waivers that have already been set. And I guess the bigger question is, where are the other signatories to the Joint Plan of Action, the JCPOA?
Right.
Because Europe, the other signatories, they look pretty stupid here at this point.
Right.
With all the stuff that Iran has done and not done. So it defies logic that they would want to, even be a part of this thing. So maybe they've lifted sanctions. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust any of them.
Well, yeah, and by the way, Minnesota again yesterday, a federal grand jury indicted all four of the former Minneapolis police officers, including the convicted Derek Chauvin, for violating the civil rights of George Floyd.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, not that anybody's going to get out of it, but we knew that was coming because had Chauvin gotten off, they were going to arrest him on those charges.
Well, this is because the sentencing is coming up, so this is going to put them in there forever and ever and ever and ever.
I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't mow too much grass up on the mountaintop.
Uh-huh.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out everything she has to offer at that website.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it sure as heck is, and this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations to better serve you, and they'll tell you all about themselves right now, and then we'll go from there.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy, and I've been talking about this for years, 5 years, 6 years, or whatever it's been, you should take the tour. You should call them up and ask to take the tour of their facility so you really know what you're going to be getting yourself into. And I'll tell you, this is a career that will be a lifetime job because you'll be certified for life as an aviation maintenance tech. You'll make money. You'll get a chance to travel if that's what you want to do. You'll make a lot of money if that's what you want to do. You are in control of your career. It's all up to you. Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass. right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in my backyard. I'm in Clearwater there. I'm sorry, I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. They're on the other side of the bay. But the website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And the phone number is 800-659-2080. So ask to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. You are going to love what you see. Well, Pentagon officials are considering new restrictions on service members' interactions with far-right groups. This is part of the military's reckoning with extremism, but the measures could trigger legal challenges from critics who say that they're going to be violating First Amendment rights. Well, maybe. We'll see how far this can all go, because they definitely are pushing the gamuts on this sort of stuff. Now, the Air Force said, before it called off a test launch of an unarmed Minuteman III nuclear missile at Vandenberg Air Force Base, that the missile itself, the weapon, had turned itself off during the final countdown, and that's why they canceled the test launch. Wow. By the way, Defense Secretary Austin said a change in November that elevated the Pentagon civilian overseeing special operations matters. They are going to roll back that policy, that Trump-era policy on special ops that allowed that to happen. So we'll see where we go from there. The U.S. military also must widen the opportunity and improve advancement for black service members who remain vastly unrepresented in some areas, including as Air Force pilots and in the most senior ranks, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Again, we'll see what happens. Now, the Army is going to put a high-ranking civilian with investigative experience in charge of the Criminal Investigation Command, known as CID, as well as create an officer's special agent career field to retrain new people to be in the Army CID. This is all in lieu of what's transpired predominantly coming out of San Antonio, Texas, at Fort Hood. Now, the United States has deployed an additional dozen warplanes to bolster protection of American and coalition forces, making a final withdrawal from Afghanistan as the Taliban insurgents are stepping up pressure on Afghan government forces and even our people trying to pull out of the bases that we're giving over to the Iraqis. Told you about that a few minutes ago. And again, the top U.S. defense and military officials are holding out hope that the Afghanistan government will be able to withstand the latest Taliban military offensive launched several days ago as U.S. and coalition troops began to leave the country. They have some very strong doubts that the Afghanis can still defend themselves the way they need to be against this vicious enemy called the Taliban, who's been there for 20-plus years. By the way, more than 130 members of the House of Representatives have signed a bill urging continued financial support for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program, signaling a potential roadblock to lawmakers hoping to cut the F-35 procurement in fiscal year 2022. That is a very expensive fighter, but when it works, it works. Now, more than 20 NATO allies and partners from North America and Europe are participating in the NATO exercise Steadfast Defender 2021, which kicks off this month. That was announced yesterday. And the U.S. Air Force's C-17 Globemaster III cargo plane was deployed for the first time on the Korean Peninsula during joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises, according to reports received from the area. Now, blades of concrete cutters were bulldozers chugged, and machinery bashed the ground during a recent symphony of destruction and reconstruction at the home of U.S. forces in Japan, as there is a major, major repair of the runway going on there right now. The U.S. military, by the way, is considering whether or not they're going to continue to train Afghan forces from different countries after the U.S. troops fully withdraw from Afghanistan. In other words, train the Afghan army in Kurdistan or Kazakhstan or one of those countries. We'll see. We'll see. And European Union members have admitted the United States into a project aimed at quickening the flow of military personnel and equipment across the continent, hoping the move will open a new front in Trans-America Atlantic cooperation. By the way, the moniker Over the Horizon has been mouthed by defense officials from the new commander-in-chief down. But exactly how the United States will confront violent extremist forces in Afghanistan after a full withdrawal remains a mystery still, as everybody's scratching their heads trying to figure out what it is we're going to do. And as Denise just told you, the withdrawal from Afghanistan is either slowed down to a crawl or stopped altogether because of the offensive that has now been launched against the Afghan military. Now, the key to what goes on in Afghanistan is going to be our U.S. military looking for new ways to train the Afghan forces and their air force. The Afghan Air Force aircraft, following the full withdrawal of American troops this year, is going to have to be worked on by the Afghanis. Right now, we've had a bunch of contractors in there, by the way, aircraft maintenance techs, working on the aircraft, getting paid significant money to do so. Those guys are leaving. Now what? Now what? They're trying to train the Afghans, but, you know, it's not really working all that great. Plan B, right? Now, the commander of U.S. Strategic Air Command said that he'd like to see a reduced role for nuclear weapons by the United States, Russia, and China, and would like to extend the olive branch to both to see if we couldn't back off some of our nuclear weapons, because we've all got more than we need to kill each other many times over. We all know that. And an independent panel of a dozen experts has recommended that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin establish a body outside the chain of command to prosecute sexual assault cases. His top uniformed advisor, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, is also on board with that same procedure. All right, we're coming back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Going to wrap things up, and then I'm going to point my vehicle south and head on down to Sarasota for the gun show. See y'all there today. We'll tell you more when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate you up there in Carrollton, Georgia, doing your thing for God and country and taking care of all those horses there, too, at the Double D Stables in Carrollton, Georgia. Check them out up there. They definitely know what they're doing. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. On the weekend edition, we'd like to remind everybody that you trot on up there to one of their locations, up or out, because they're located in North Tampa on Florida Avenue. They're also up in Newport Richey, State Route 54 and U.S. 19, and they're on U.S. 19 in Crystal River, just up the road. A little bit north of the airport there on the east side of the road. So check them out and tell them the captain sent you. But don't forget that right now you can get a heck of a deal up there. And if you got a vehicle and you're thinking about trading it in, or you're thinking about maybe you need a little extra money, let me run this one by you. Take your car to a Moss Nissan location and have them appraise it and see what they'll give you for your vehicle. It might shock the hell right out of you. You might get a lot more money than what you think you're going to get for the vehicle. And not only will you have enough money to use, say, for a trade on a new one, but you'll have extra money to boot. How about that for an idea? I've seen people have it happen in the last few days. There you go. Remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, too, where active duty military and veterans and first responders and church pastors all get great care taken of
them. Now, Moss's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and you can check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. I promise you, you are going to love it. They've made a lot of changes to it, got a little bit more room in it. As a matter of fact, when I first climbed into it, I thought I was getting into a Murano. It is really comfortable. So don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura at Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Why? Because you are going to save more money by telling them that. Once you identify that you've spoken to me, the captain sent you, you're going to get a discount that you hadn't even planned on. So there you go. And they'll tell you all about it when you do it. But you got to do it to get it. You can't wait. You got to do it to get it when you walk in. All righty. Now, guns, guns, and more guns. I'm going to be down in Sarasota today from 9 to 2 for the Two Guys Gun Show at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. Look forward to seeing many of you there. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of discussion about Joe Biden and his new regulations that he's trying to put through. Now, it's not a done deal. But there's a lot of talk about these ghost guns. And some of it is just absolutely flat out wrong. Now, the rule, the proposed rule that retailers would be required to run background checks before selling some of the ghost gun kits that contain the parts necessary for someone to readily make a gun at home, that's probably not going to get a lot of flack from a bunch of people. But what you have to go through once you start putting it together, now that's a little different story. The rule sets forth several factors to determine whether the unfinished receivers could easily be convertible into a finished firearm. Now, if they meet that criteria, manufacturers would also be required to include a serial number. The rule would also require serial numbers to be added to homemade, unserialized weapons that are traded in or turned in as part of the Federal Firearms Act that's out there where people are turning in guns right now. And they get paid for it. Now, the official couldn't discuss the matter ahead of the public announcement that's going to be made and spoke on the condition of anonymity to the Associated Press. He said once the proposed rule is published in the Federal Register, the public will have 90 days to submit their comments. Well, folks, if you don't like this and some of the other stuff they're going to do, you had better get going and watch the Federal Register when the new rule is posted and then mention what you need to mention. Now, converting the piece of metal into a firearm is relatively simple. It takes only a few hours. A drill press or metal cutting machine known as a computer numeric controller, CNC, is used so as to create a few holes in the receiver as well as out of the cavity. So we'll see how this all works out. I mean, it's in the works. Can't deny it. But you can stop it if you all operate together as one. All right, going to take one last little look at the weather here. And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one last look at the weather with this song playing in the background. That's Black Velvet, and we'll get to that in a minute because I'm going to let her finish the song. But while I'm doing it, I'm going to take a look at the weather. Now, we do have some snow today going to be up in Montana for you guys and gals up on 90 and 94. You're going to run into it in the higher elevations, so be prepared. Going to have some windy conditions across Wyoming today. Be prepared for that. Fire weather warnings, red flag warnings all across New Mexico, southern part of Colorado, the southern part of Utah, central part of California, along with a frost warning up there in the northwestern corner of California from Redding up towards Medford, Oregon. And then we've got some severe weather that's going to be happening today. Unfortunately, it's going to start out in Texas and move over towards Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and may drift over a little further. Now, we've got a big old frost and freeze warning up there in Michigan and Wisconsin, and then frost warnings in Illinois, in Iowa, in Indiana, part of Kentucky, part of Ohio, and that's what we got to look at. All right, take it home. Black Velvet. Oh, that goes out to LJ. Alana Miles, you know, she was kind of a one-hit wonder. All right, let me back it on down here because it's running out of room, and I got to go anyway in about a minute. But listen, I look forward, and I hope everybody's had a great week. We certainly have enjoyed bringing you the weekend show. This is the show that got everything started all around the country. How we got started on the radio was on the weekend. We started an hour a day 21 years ago on a Saturday and built that up to where we're at right now, 6 days a week. And we're on the air, let's see, 23 hours a week. We're not counting all the different live interviews and things that I do on other programs around the country. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. Also want to thank everybody that's supported this show over the years. And we couldn't have done it without you. It's all about we the people. You know that. That's why you're here. It's all about we the people. We don't care about individuals here. What we do care about is that we the people can advance the things that we the people need to advance. It's that simple. And if we all stick together and we all make up our minds that we're going to be Americans first and everything else comes after that, guess what? We're going to be fine. The problem is, who's willing to do that? Who's willing to do that? Well, my hand's up in the air right now. My hand's up in the air right now. And, Al, good morning to you. I see you've been doing all sorts of chiming in there. I agree with you. Glad to hear it from you. Stay out of the weather. By the way, grab a fishing pole and go fishing this weekend, Al. Either that or come down here and go deep sea fishing. The fish are biting all over the place down here. Great catching going on. But, you know, folks, again, I can't say enough about the fact that we are a nation divided right now. And it doesn't seem to be getting much better because there's no give or take in it. I get it. I understand it because I don't want to be a communist. I don't want to do anything a communist does. Why should I? Why should you? So therefore, that's one thing that we can all agree on and get our place, our country, our backyards, our towns straightened out this year. It all starts right here, right now, folks. And I'll see you Monday morning at 2 a.m. again.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.